The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus made the crowds welcome and talked to them about the kingdom of God. And he cured those who were in need of healing. It was late in the afternoon when the 12 came to him and said, "Send the people away, and they can go to the villages and farms round about to find lodging and food, for we are in a lonely place here." He replied, "Give them something to eat yourselves." But they said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go ourselves and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. But he said to his disciples, "Get them to sit down in parties of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, raised his eyes to heaven, and said the blessing over them. Then he broke them and handed them to his disciples to distribute among the crowd. They all ate as much as they wanted, and when the scraps remaining were collected, they filled 12 baskets. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Now, my homily, what I'm going to say, is mostly, primarily addressed to you children who are soon, very soon, going to receive Holy Communion for the first time. It's a big day, very special day. And I just want you to think and reflect about a few points that I'm going to make, maybe more than just a few points. And I shall be asking you some questions too, which you should know. I hope you will, but we'll see. Now, first point to bear in mind is that God so loved the world that in the fullness of time he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, into the world to come to save us from our sins and also to give us eternal life. And Jesus came into the world and came among his people proclaiming the good news, the gospel of the Lord, establishing God's reign here on earth and forgiving sin and healing all those who were sick of all kinds of things and doing good and also freeing people from all what troubles them, from all what troubles them. And also, and particularly, he came to tell us how much God loves us. And he did this through his life, his own life, as well as in his teaching. But there were some among Jesus' own people who did not accept what he had to say, who actually rejected his good news. And they wanted to take that further. They rejected him, and they wanted him executed. But just before that happened, he celebrated with his disciples the Passover meal, which commemorated his people many, many centuries before leaving Egypt, where they were enslaved by Pharaoh and his people, when God allowed them to leave Egypt and come into the Promised Land. The Promised Land of milk and honey, Israel, which would come to be Israel. And so Jesus celebrated this meal with them. And at this meal, do you know what they sacrificed? Can anybody answer that question? They always sacrificed an animal. Do you know what that was? Yes. A lamb. Well done. Yes, they sacrificed a lamb. But when Jesus celebrated this meal with them, He changed it from a Passover meal to the Eucharist. Okay? So the Passover meal became the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is what we're celebrating now. Okay? And so at this Eucharist, instead of the sacrificial lamb, he offered what? Who became the sacrificial lamb? Can anybody answer that question? Come on. Jesus. Jesus became the sacrificial lamb. Jesus offered himself to God. So it is Jesus who saves us. So after the meal, they took his enemies, Jesus' enemies took him and had him crucified. But it did not end there, because after 3 days, what happened? After 3 days, Jesus was crucified. What happened? Victor again. Yes. Spot on. Jesus rose from the dead. Exactly. So, he rose from the dead. He has freed us from sin, and he has come to give us new life in him, which will lead to eternal life with him. Then after a while, after he rose from the dead, and he was amongst his people, amongst his disciples, where he appeared to them, what happened? Did he stay with them forever in his physical form? No, is the answer. So what happened? He ascended to his Father in heaven. Where he reigns with his Father there. But is he still present among us? Of course. And he is present in a great many ways. He is present, for example, when we are gathered together. Jesus said, when we are gathered together in his name, as we are now, he is present in our midst. He is also present in the sacraments that we celebrate. For example, in baptism, confirmation, sacrament of penance, and so on. He is present in the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word of God. But he is most especially present in the Eucharist. And how is that? What do we receive when we celebrate the Eucharist? What do we receive? What will you receive? Sorry? Exactly. Thank you. We receive the body and blood of Jesus in Holy Communion. Because what happens is that we will offer bread and wine during the Mass. And the priest, that will be me, will consecrate it at a certain point, the most solemn moment in the celebration of the Eucharist. And what will happen to that bread and wine when I consecrate it? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, it will change to the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that bread will change. It will be transformed and become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And just hold on to that, because that is absolutely our faith in what happens. And so, when we receive Holy Communion, because it is the body and blood of our Lord, when we consume our Lord, we become very close to him, and he becomes very close to us. We will never be alone. So Jesus is especially present to us in Holy Communion. And so it is always good when we receive Holy Communion, which is always good, that we should spend a little bit of quiet time just thanking the Lord for coming to us in this special way. Because just as, what do we need in order to live and to grow strong and to keep us healthy? What do we need? What's essential? You've answered two, which is very good, but you get food. We need food, we need drink. Spot on. That's what we need to make us strong. And similarly, with Holy Communion, we need to be strong in our faith. And with the bread and wine, the Lord strengthens us in Holy Communion. So we need that. We need to. That's why we come together every Sunday as a community, so that we can be strengthened in the Lord, who so much wants to give himself to us. So this is a very great gift he has left us. A very great gift. So let us bear those thoughts in mind during the course of this Holy Mass, so that when you come to Holy Communion, you can be more aware of what you are receiving, which is the very precious gift of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.